appearing footsteps. "This is all going to end in tears. It's all very well for them, but who has to go and sweep up the dust, eh? That's what I'd like to know. Who's it has to pull their heads out of the pickle jars? Who's it has to find them under the ice? I must have put out more steaks than I've had Wrigley's dinners." Light flooded in as the coffin lid was removed. Igor stared at Agnes. Agnes stared at Igor. Igor unfroze first. He smiled. He had a geometrically interesting smile because of the row of stitches right across it, and said, "Dear me, someone's been listening to too many stories. Got any garlic?"
"Masses," Agnes lied.
"Won't work. Any holy water?"
"Gallons."
A coffin lid smacked down on Igor's head, making an oddly metallic sound. He reached up slowly to rub the spot and then turned around. This time, the lid smacked into his face.
"Oh, shit," he said, and folded up.
Oates appeared, face aglow with adrenaline and righteousness.
"I smote him mightily."
"Good, good, let's get out of here. Help me up."
"My wrath descended upon him like..."
"It was a heavy lid and he's not that young," said Agnes. "Look, I used to play down here. I know how to get to the back stairs."
"He's not a vampire."
"He looks like one. First time I've ever seen a patchwork man."
"He's a servant. Now please come."
Agnes paused. "Can you make holy water?"
"What? Here? I mean bless it or dedicate it to Om or boil the hell out of it perhaps," said Agnes. "There is a small ceremony I can..."
He stopped.
"That's right. Vampires can be stopped by holy water."
"Good. We'll go via the kitchens then."
The huge kitchens were almost empty. They never bustled these days, since the royal couple were not the sort who demanded 3 meat courses with every meal, and at the moment there was only Mrs. Scorbick, the cook, in there, calmly rolling out pastry.
"Afternoon, Mrs. Scorbick," said Agnes, deciding the best course was to march past and rely on the authority of the pointy hat. "We've just dropped in for some water, don't worry. I know where the pump is, but if you've got a couple of empty bottles, that would be helpful."
"That's right, dear," said Mrs. Scorbick.
Agnes stopped and turned. Mrs. Scorbick was famously acerbic, especially on the subject of soya, nut cutlets, vegetarian meals, and any vegetable that couldn't be boiled until it was yellow. Even the king hesitated to set foot in her kitchen, but whereas he only got an angry silence, lesser mortals got the full force of her generalised wrath. Mrs. Scorbick was permanently angry, in the same way that mountains are permanently large. Today she was wearing a white dress, a white apron, a big white mob cap, and a white bandage around her throat. She also looked, for want of any better word, happy. Agnes urgently waved Oates towards the pump.
"Find something to fill up," she hissed,
and then said brightly,
"How are you feeling, Mrs. Scorbick?"
"All the better for you asking, miss."
"I expect you're busy with all these visitors."
"Yes, miss,"
Agnes coughed.
"And what did you give them for breakfast?"
The cook's huge pink brow wrinkled.
"Can't remember, miss."
"Well done."
Oates nudged her.
"I've filled up a couple of empty bottles, and I said the purification rite of Om over them. And will that work? You must have faith."
The cook was watching them amiably.
"Thank you, Mrs. Scorbick," said Agnes. "Please get on with whatever you were doing."
"Yes, miss."
The cook turned back to her rolling pin.
"Plenty of meals on her," said Perdita. "Cook and larder all in one."
"That was tasteless," said Agnes.
"What was?" said the priest.
"Oh, just a thought I had. Let's go up the back stairs."
They were bare stone, communicating with the public bits of the keep via a door at every level. On the other side of those doors it was still bare stone, but a better class of masonry altogether, and with tapestries and carpets. Agnes pushed open a door. A couple of Uberworld people were ambling along the corridor beyond, carrying something covered in a cloth. They didn't spare the newcomers a glance as Agnes led the way to the royal apartments. Magrat was standing on a chair when they came in. She looked down at them while little painted wooden stars and animals tangled themselves around her upraised arm.
"Wretched things," she said. "You'd think it would be easy, wouldn't you? Hello, Agnes.